This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. It costs more environmentally to maintain a mid-sized dog than a person from Ethiopia or Vietnam or even an RV, maintain New Zealand authors Robert and Brenda Vale in their new book, Time to Eat the Dog? The Real Guide in Sustainable Living. Pets are energy guzzlers because of the energy devoted to producing their food and accessories. Like everything else, though, there are ways to shrink your pet's impact on greenhouse gas emissions. For food, think chicken and rabbit over marine food and beef. Minimize accessories. Your pet doesn't need fancy toys, an array of cleaning products, or other stuff. When choosing a pet, think hard first about how necessary it is to your happiness. Still yearning for one? Think small, or consider instead befriending a friend's pet. The pet gets extra quality time, and your friend gets a break. For the sick or elderly, pet therapy businesses now arrange regular pet visits. Finally, keep your pets from running wild and never release them into the wild. Free to roam, pets kill many birds and small creatures, studies show. Restraining pets can be a life and death difference for much wildlife and help ecosystems already struggling from other human impacts, such as climate change. For more, Google in quotes, Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.